Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Alicia McFarlane. There's no easy answers to ending gender-based violence. That's according to Attorney General Mark Dreyfus, who's chaired a meeting of police ministers looking at tightening bail conditions for high-risk offenders and establishing a national register.
We must continue to listen and learn from those with lived experience of violence and the people who advocate for them.
A multi-agency search continues in Mexico, where two Aussie surfers have gone missing. Perth brothers Jake and Callum Robinson's car has been found burnt out, while three people are in police custody in relation to their disappearance. All were allegedly arrested with drugs on them. Baja California's chief prosecutor says they're investigating every avenue.
All lines of investigation are open at this point. We cannot dismiss any of them until we find the whereabouts of these people and establish what happened in this case.
That translation, thanks to the ABC. New South Wales police believe they've found the body of a missing woman in the Hunter region. A search for the missing 63-year-old was sparked on Wednesday. Crews have since discovered a body near a waterway at the Glenrock Nature Reserve. The federal government is investing more than $300 million to boost safety and security measures at Centrelink sites. That'll fund things like 600 more security guards and CCTV upgrades. Qantas is assuring a data breach was not behind yesterday's app glitch. The technical error enabled users to see other people's info, including boarding passes. In sport, Richmond vice-captain Jaden Short will return from a calf injury for Sunday's clash against Fremantle after getting through training today. Tyler Sonsi is also making a return, coach Adam Uze promising to be bold against the Dockers.
We want to play an exciting brand of footy on offence, so we can't wait to bring that out on Sunday.
Frio gets Jai Amos back after recovering well from concussion. And Carlton and Collingwood players will pause before tonight's game at the MCG to honour the lives lost to gender-based violence. Tributes will take place across round 8.